And as we're into a Monday, March 18th, it's a time of year for college basketball fans in particular. Although sometimes if you're not a fan of college basketball, you get caught up in the hoopla of March Madness, the NCAA tournament. Now that all the regular season games are over and done with, it's on to the big dance. Yeah. Although, I should say before we get to that, it was interesting to find Michigan and Michigan State playing in that Big Ten championship game yesterday. You heard the broadcast on WSW 790 AM, and for the third time this year, the two teams meet. For the third time this year, Michigan State finds a way to win. Yeah.
What was that last Wolverine shot supposed to be?
I think he fell short,
or was he trying to get a throw it up for a slam dunk to someone?
He was fouled, actually.
That's the key.
He was fouled. And there's the argument whether or not he would have gotten the three foul shots if they would have called the foul. But it was obvious that's what Cassius Winston from Michigan State was trying to do.
I'm back one before that. I'm sure referring to the Wolverines' last shot, the last possession.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about.
There was one before that that they took a poor one. I thought they could have done a three-pointer or something.
There's no question. Down the stretch, Michigan's offense.
They got bogged down.
Nebraska, while he was high scorer, threw up some bricks.
Especially near the end. They did, and that's the thing. These three games, Michigan State fell behind. Early, and then was able to come back and win all three. It was amazing, and you could see that happening in a way in the final 4 minutes. And
full credit to the Spartans for doing so.
Well, and it always seemed like somebody stepped up. One game it was Cassius Winston, and then yesterday it was Matt McQuaid.
Okay, if Cassius Winston steps up, that's one thing.
Yeah,
but Matt McQuaid, and nothing against Matt McQuaid, but
27 points.
Well, he had a hot hand.
Didn't he?
Boy, every time he'd get open with a three shot.
He drained 7 3 pointers. It's like, come on.
Right.
Yeah, they earned it. I mean, although Izzo said he felt that they were outplayed much of the game, but they were able to pull some things together.
They did, yeah.
Well, that call you referenced was interesting. There was no foul call, even though he was trying to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking off air earlier, too, because I was wondering the same thing. I was scratching my head minutes before when McQuaid, in fact, was behind the three-point line, and he kind of did the pump fake.
He got and got Jordan Poole to hit him.
Yeah.
But, and they gave him three shots, but he didn't even really attempt a shot. He didn't attempt a shot at all.
He drew the foul, which is a great play, usually you had to be in the act of shooting to get the shooting foul.
Right.
Right.
We're thinking there's a one-and-one. But.
And then because the Spartans were down by five at that point, and that got him within two.
Because McQuaid drained all three of those. So,
right.
Yeah. There's some officiating problems with that game, that's for sure.
And again, I don't want to say that's why Michigan lost.
Right.
Just for some of those. Especially since, you know, they spent several minutes on that whose possession was it was when that ball was tipped out of bounds.
Which was the right call. It was Michigan State's ball.
Yeah, just off the hands of Teske, wasn't
John
it?
Teske, yeah,
it was
that
close.
That was the right call.
With the help of the other guy pushing it, but Teske's hand touched it last.
That's right.
Because I think that's what the referee saw. He saw the Spartans' hand pushing it. Didn't see it actually off the tip of Teske's finger. Right.
But still, it was a great game. I can't wait to see the ratings
for
that game in the state of Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Especially.
There are a lot of people watching it. And Aaron's, boy, unfortunate what happened to him with his leg injury.
Yeah.
Oh, that could have been, that looked worse than a sprain. So he got lucky.
Yeah.
Most people were a little upset that apparently the TV coverage was a little too gratuitous at that time. They thought that they could have not shown replays as much as they did, especially with a young man who's obviously such in pain on the court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now it is on to the big dance for both Michigan and Michigan State, and both as number two seeds, which is interesting, especially from the Spartan standpoint.
They probably should have been a one seed.
Yeah. You win the Big Ten tournament, you play all those games, and
I liked what Michigan announcer Matt Shepard said right after the game. He tweeted right after the game that he believed the Spartans should be the number one seed in one of those regions, because he said that not only did they win a regular season championship, but they won the conference tournament in the best conference in the land. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It sounded like Tom Izzo in one of my sports updates is kind of echoes the same sentiment, too.
Well, the Big Ten put, what, eight teams?
Eight teams.
Most of any conference into the tournament.
And yet the ACC has three number ones.
Break.
Really?
I mean, please. Can't wait to see those number ones lose as quickly as possible. Michigan State on Thursday will take on Bradley. That's a 2:45 game. We, as a Michigan basketball broadcasting affiliate, will have the Michigan game Thursday evening. 9 o'clock is broadcast time, 9:30 tip time, so it's late night for the first round game against Montana. Yeah. And that's Montana for the second straight year, isn't it?
Second year in a row. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you looked at the brackets yet, Dave, but should Michigan win?
Yeah.
And Florida and Nevada play in the other game, and if Florida wins, the next game...
Michigan and Florida, yes.
That would happen Saturday.
Haven't noticed that,
I think that happened, didn't that happen a few years ago?
I think
went to the championship game in 2013, I think they played Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they met several times.
Yeah.
It's just always fun to see the way it works out. But I mean, of all the teams in the field, that one just looms right there.
Right.
You know, they could have been in a different region or whatever. But no, they're right there, front and center.
I was getting harassed yesterday. Two people in the household were pulling for state. And of course, with our affiliation with U of M, I was pushing for U of M. And I was getting harassed a bit.
Well, they have to understand that
you
have certain professional loyalties
to the
Wolverines. Hey, also we need to reference real quick the fact that the regular season is now over for our Saginaw Spirit, but man, getting ready for playoff action. And this Thursday at the Dow Event Center, it's game one. We now know it's the Sarnia Sting, and game two will happen at the Dow on Saturday. The rest of the playoff schedule has been released, but let's just take care of the first two home games first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets available, SaginawSpirit.com. And for the first round of the playoffs, Spirit keeping regular season prices. No ticket raising at all, so you can enjoy playoff hockey in the first round at the same price you would a regular season
game.
That's
great.
Isn't that cool?
Outstanding.
So let's get some folks. I mean, you want a lot of people down at the Dow like they had Saturday evening. Didn't get the victory against London, but 5,700 fans.
Yeah, they got a sellout. And earlier in the day, they had there was a lot of walk-up on that one, Charlie. I understand they still had 1,300 tickets to sell Saturday morning, and they were gone by Saturday night.
Nice.
I'm not surprised. And with the Spirit are playing, a lot of talented players.
Yeah.
Want to get those seats into the seats at the Dow Event Center.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for Spirit Playoff Action, 100.5 FM, of course, by the way.
That's right. Hopefully a very long playoff run.
That's right. Want to keep broadcaster Dennis DeRosier gainfully employed as he's announced the fact that he's going to retire once the season's over.
That's right.